Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers are taking up the House passed bill to extend funding and avert a government shutdown. The deadline, midnight. House Democrats who oppose the bill criticizing Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says he will support the GOP bill and that a shutdown would be worse for Americans. ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill.
All of this is hand-wringing over how they're going to vote on the procedural vote here. But because Chuck Schumer said yes, it gives us a sense that there are likely at least, and this is from what we're hearing from sources as well, seven other Senate Democrats who would join with Schumer, clear out that procedural hurdle, and make a government shutdown almost certain to not occur.
President Trump speaking at the Justice Department today, saying he will reshape the agency and end what he called weaponization by the previous administration. Hamas announcing it will release American-Israeli soldier Adan Alexander, along with the remains of four other hostages held in Gaza for 17 months, but no timing on the release. This is ABC News. A new scam with a new name, trolling for toll payments.
Smishing is a scam perpetrated by text message.
The toll one is very rampant.
Steve Grobman of cybersecurity firm McAfee says scammers posing as your local toll authority will text you a toll bill and a link to pay it by credit card.
And then the scammers can take that credit card number and use it for other purchases.
The basic rule, the toll authority, your phone company, the internet provider you use, do not bill by text message.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Interpol now involved in the search for missing University of Pittsburgh student Sudisha Kanaki, last seen in the Dominican Republic March 5th, walking on the beach with a 24-year-old man. ABC's Ariel Reshef is in the DR.
More than a week after she disappeared, we are now hearing from Joshua Reby, the last known person to have seen her before she vanished. Sources tell us that in front of his two lawyers, he told authorities that he tried to save her and thought she was okay before he passed out on the beach.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. There is a very high fire danger with gusty winds, warm temps, and dry conditions, and making it prime fuel for wildfires to spread. No burning. Breezy tonight with thunderstorms around 9 to midnight. Some could be severe, low 48. Winds south 15 to 25 with gusts up to 35. Very windy and cloudy tomorrow. Spotty showers possible. High 56, falling to near 40 later in the day. Winds west 20 to 30 with gusts to 45. And breezy and much colder tomorrow night. Few flurries possible with a low of 24. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the west southwest at 6 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 74 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A bill with new laws to crack down on violent crime and child traffickers passed the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. Representative Scott Krug and the Republican majority passed public safety legislation with the intent to protect children, keep violent reoffenders in jail, and keep communities safe. The new laws include the Canine Rigs Act, which increases penalties for causing bodily harm or killing police dogs. The parental notification if child is victim of alleged sexual misconduct at school law requires parents to be promptly notified if their child is a victim of sexual misconduct by a school employee. Life sentence for child trafficking legislation increases the penalty, allowing for a life sentence, and revoking parole for committing a crime applies to individuals granted parole, probation, or extended supervision. A judge would now be able to revoke those privileges if they commit a new crime. UW Health and Blue Cross have extended an agreement. The extension on negotiations for the two organizations to reach a new long-term contract runs until July 1st. The current agreement was set to expire in April, but the extension allows Blue Cross Blue Shield Health Plan members to continue receiving coverage at UW Health and affiliated care locations until July 1st. UW Health had called an offer earlier this month from Blue Cross on FAIR. Blue Cross members with questions about coverage can ask through the Sydney Health app or by calling the number on their ID card. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the town of Blue Mounds that occurred March 2nd. At approximately 6:20 p.m., Iowa County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jeffrey Oakey, with 4.5 years law enforcement service, attempted to initiate a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18 and 151 near mile marker 52 in Iowa County. The subject, Bo Austin Johnson, 28 years old, failed to stop, prompting a pursuit. Wisconsin State Patrol Trooper Brian Bowman, with 5.5 years law enforcement service, joined the pursuit shortly after it began and remained primary throughout. The pursuit ended when Johnson crashed near mile marker 65 in the town of Blue Mounds. EMS responded, and Bo Johnson was pronounced dead at the scene. No members of law enforcement or other members of the public were injured. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Mount Horeb Police Department. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. AAA is activating Tow2Go for the upcoming St. Patrick's Day weekend in hopes that partygoers do not press their luck by driving impaired. Tow2Go is active from 6 tonight to 6 Tuesday morning. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, St. Patrick's Day is one of the deadliest holidays on U.S. roadways. In 2020, more than 11,000 people died in drunk driving crashes. Those deaths could have been avoided if the impaired drivers found a safe ride home instead of driving drunk. Tow2Go offers a free ride to impaired drivers and their vehicles who do not have a safe alternative. AAA has provided the Tow2Go program for more than 25 years. Since its inception, the Auto Club Group has successfully removed nearly 30,000 impaired drivers from the roadway. When someone calls Tow2Go at 855-2-TOW-2-GO, or 855-286-9246, AAA dispatches a tow truck to transport the would-be impaired driver and their vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. While the service is free for anyone, AAA asks that it be treated as a last resort. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff this Saturday in honor of firefighter and emergency medical responder Lori A. Bulks, who died in the line of duty on February 27th at the age of 56. A Wisconsin native, Lori served as a volunteer firefighter and EMR for over a decade, spending 10 years of service with the New Auburn Area Fire Department and the past year with the Warrens Area Fire Department. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a pancake breakfast and silent auction Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. The event is being held to benefit Craig Perkins, a kidney transplant recipient.
I received a living donor kidney on November 1st. It all moved really quick. It was like a two-week heads up, like, hey, you're going to, you know, receive this kidney on this day. Surgery's already set up if you accept it. You know, so you got to kind of make a decision within, like, a few hours, because otherwise they're going to move down the list. And I said, yeah, I would definitely take that.
He says the 2 weeks leading up to the surgery were very nerve-wracking.
My biggest fear during that was illness. You know, like if you get a cold or, I mean, any illness pre-surgery, it will disqualify you, you know. So that was a very nerve-wracking 2 weeks.
Craig was in need of a new kidney following the diagnosis of an autoimmune disease which attacked his kidney. While the transplant is behind him, the treatment process is ongoing.
You know, they basically suppress it with chemotherapy treatment in my situation, and it basically runs it down so far that it quits attacking your body, is my understanding of it. And I'll be doing treatments on that for a couple more years, so it doesn't reoccur. That's something I have to deal with, in long term, that not looking forward to, but it's just something I got to do. I take probably 25 different pills a day for the rejection and not getting ill. And you definitely got to know what to take and not to take and be able to switch it up real quick, depending on your lab results, weekly labs and stuff like that.
The cost of the Ithaca Lions pancake breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 12:30 is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. Proceeds will benefit Craig Perkins for medical expenses. If you would like to donate to the sale or auction, contact Julie Thompson at 507-458-5327 or Marge Brock at 608-604-7054. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has announced the 13th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run will be held at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua on Saturday, April 5th. The Kids Fun Run is a quarter-mile run starting and ending at the Sheriff's Office. It is for children 11 and under and will begin at 9. Trophies will be awarded to the first-place winners for both male and female, and medals for the first, second, and third-place winners. All participants will receive an award ribbon. Immediately following the Kids Fun Run, the 5K Run Walk will start. Medals will be awarded to the top three place winners in each division for both male and female in each age category. If you are interested in supporting the Vernon County K-9 Unit, go to the Vernon County website, to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the K-9 Unit tab, you will see the registration form, which can be printed off and sent in. The pre-registration deadline is March 17th. That will ensure you get a 5K9 Run Walk t-shirt and registration for $25. If you register after March 17th, the cost will be $30 and will not include a t-shirt. All proceeds will help benefit the K-9 unit. The new K-9 COTA and K-9 DAX for annual maintenance, training, and equipment costs. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from K-9 DAX and Handler Deputy Mark Bellicero and K-9 COTA and Handler Brad Brueggemann. Serve Wisconsin is pleased to open nominations for the 2025 Governor's Service Awards. The Governor's Service Awards honor individuals and programs for their exceptional dedication to service through AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps Seniors, and other impactful volunteer initiatives. Additionally, the ceremony will recognize a Volunteer of the Year across multiple categories of volunteerism, highlighting the extraordinary value and contributions of volunteers to communities statewide. Nominations for the awards are due Monday, March 17th. The 2025 nomination form and information on past recipients is available on the Serve Wisconsin website at servewisconsin.wi.gov/governorservice awards.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. For Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72 of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock next Friday, March 21st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home next Friday, March 21st, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72 of Boscobel. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, March 22nd at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Whelan, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75 of Boaz, died yesterday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gary L. Dobbs, 75 of Boaz.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season. Calling all farmers and gardeners. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, March 15th, as Project Seed Day returns to Richland Center. An initiative of the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse, Project Seed aims to support farm families with quality, responsibly priced seeds. From forage seed and conventional seed corn to Roundup Ready seed and Commander alfalfa, there's something for everyone. The event will be held at St. Mary's Church and School from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to stock up on seeds and connect with fellow farmers. For more information, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or Steve Moore at 608-780-5460. Project Seed Day, supporting our community, one seed at a time.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Wow, what a windy and warm day today. Some places in the area hit 80 degrees. And now winds are gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour, pulling in the heat, the humidity, and the moisture for these thunderstorms that are expected tonight. The Storm Prediction Center still has us in a slight risk for them to turn strong to severe. Now, while there are chances for a tornado or two, the biggest risks will be damaging wind gusts, anywhere from about 60 to 70 miles per hour as possible. These storms are going to be way worse into Illinois, and as they cross over the border, they should be weakening. However, they still could pack some hail. And it looks like we could get some spotty showers out ahead of them or some smaller storms, starting around 7 or 8 or so. But the actual line, the stronger stuff, looks to hit around 9. Either way, it'll be wet, it'll be stormy, it'll be gusty, probably until around 11 o'clock. After that, things actually calm down a little bit. Otherwise, occasional sprinkles are possible tomorrow, and maybe a few flurries too, because let me tell you, our temperatures are going to be falling all throughout the day, into the night, and bottoming out below freezing in the mid-20s. And it's still going to be breezy, so it's going to be blustery, feeling even colder than that, which of course is why the precipitation type switches to snow chances, but we're not looking at any accumulations. And for Sunday, finally, the sunshine comes back out. It'll still be windy, but it'll be warmer, with highs reaching the low 40s. And for Monday, temperatures spike. We climb right back to the low 60s under partly cloudy skies, and Tuesday, we make it to the mid-60s. Enjoying another very mild, nice day with mixed skies, chances of rain do roll in Tuesday night. It wants to flip to a wintry mix with some sleet or freezing rain Wednesday morning and then to all snow throughout Wednesday, where a few inches is definitely possible and significant snow further north. But let's get through this storm system first before we worry about the next one. Stay safe tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 77 degrees after reaching a record high of 80 degrees today and a morning low of 46. Yesterday's high was 68 and we received no precipitation. That record high of 80 broke the old record of 75 that was set back in 2012, and our record low is 3 below that was set back in 1960. Last year's high was 54 with a low of 41. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:06 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:14. Winds are out of the west at 11 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.42 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? Speed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. WIAA Boys sectional semifinal tournament action took place yesterday. The winners from yesterday's games will advance on to play in the sectional finals tomorrow. In Division 5, it was Royal beating North Crawford by a score of 51-48. And they'll advance on to take on Cochran Fountain City because Cochran Fountain City beat Columbus Catholic by a score of 60-51. In Division 4, Mineral Point beat Darlington by a score of 64-50. And they'll advance on to the sectional finals on Saturday and take on Marshall, who beat Lamira by a score of 77-58. In Division 3, in a game that was played here in Richland Center last night, Wisconsin Dells beat Platteville by a score of 72-63. They'll advance on and take on Lake Mills, who beat Edgerton by a score of 72-60. And in Division 2, Mount Horeb beat Monona Grove 49-45. And on Saturday, they will take on Wauwatosa West, who beat Brookfield Central by a score of 63-58. The WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament is taking place at the Rush Center in Green Bay today. And games that were played today include, in Division 5, Assumption beat Owen Withy by a score of 61-36. And also in Division 5, it was Barneveld beating Lords Academy by a score of 41-28. So tomorrow it will be Barneveld taking on Assumption for the Division 5 title. And in Division 2, Edgewood beat Rice Lake 52-30, and they will take on the winner of the Wauwatosa East and West Apeer game, and that game will be played tomorrow as well. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, John Tanjay matched his career high with 6 3-pointers on his way to 26 points, and number 18 Wisconsin tied the Big Ten tournament single-game record by making 19 threes in an 86-70 victory over 4th-seeded UCLA. Tanjay also had 9 rebounds and 4 assists. He was 9 of 10 from the field and a perfect 6-for-6 on threes. John Blackwell added 18 points while making 4 threes. 6 Badgers made at least 1 shot from beyond the arc. And the Badgers advance on to take on number 7 Michigan State on Saturday because Jace Richardson scored 17 points and Jeremy Fierce Jr. added 11 points and 5 assists to lead number 7 Michigan State past number 23 Oregon 74-64 in the first Big Ten tournament quarterfinal game. The Spartans have now won 8 straight, matching a season best. The league's regular season champion will face Wisconsin tomorrow in the first semifinal game. Nate Biddle finished with 22 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Ducks. Oregon cut a 42-32 halftime deficit to 44-43 early in the second half, but the Spartans responded with a 15-0 run and were never seriously challenged again.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The Brewers weren't very active in the offseason, but this is almost like picking up an ace pitcher. Right-handed starter Brandon Woodruff tries to take a major step in his comeback from surgery tomorrow. He will face major league hitters for the first time in nearly a year and a half. Milwaukee will play the Cleveland Guardians at AmFam Fields of Phoenix. If Woodruff can approach his performances before he was hit by injuries, he could become the team's pitching staff ace. It's the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers against the Chicago Cubs on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Tokyo Dome to start the Major League Baseball season. It's only two games. For the record, the MLB regular season consists of almost 2,500 games, but it's much more than just two games for the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, who was born in Japan, and for Shohei Ohtani and the four other Japanese players competing at home for the Dodgers and the Cubs. MLB is opening its regular season for the second straight year in the Asian market. Quarterbacks Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders figure to be among the top picks in next month's NFL draft, though there's no current consensus that either player will be the number one overall selection. The three-day draft is scheduled for April 24th through the 26th at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. The Tennessee Titans had the number one overall pick, followed by the Cleveland Browns at number two and the New York Giants at number three. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Napa Know-How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, the filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Friday. Corn and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on short covering, technical buying, and the higher moves in soybean and crude oils. Beans are watching late development conditions in Argentina and the harvest activity in Brazil. Soybean export demand is declining, but soybean oil export demand continues to be solid. May beans are up 5.25 at 10.16. July was 5 higher at 10.30. May soybean meal was down $1.20 at $305.90. May soybean oil was up 31 at $41.59. Corn was steady to lower on spread trade and profit taking. About 10% of Argentina's crop is harvested, and second crop planting in Brazil is ahead of average. Unknown destinations bought nearly 220,000 tons of old crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. May was down 6.75 at 458.5, and July corn was 4.75 lower at 467.5. And wheat was down on profit-taking and technical selling. Wheat continued to monitor the generally dry conditions in the southern U.S. plains, the Black Sea region, and eastern Europe. U.S. wheat prices are more competitive on the export market, though. May Chicago was down 5.5 at 557. May Kansas City was 1.5 lower at 586. May Minneapolis wheat was down 2 at 601.75. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct cash cattle business develop. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. April live was up 112 at 203.17. June was $1.07 higher at 199.35. April feeders are up 122 at 281.20. May feeders were $1.12 higher at 282.65. and hogs were mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. April lean was up $1 at $86.62, and the May contract was 40 cents higher at $89.20. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Bryn Meyer from Barneveld High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Bryn is active in high school sports on the basketball and track and field teams and really enjoys trap shooting.
It's not like your typical sport that you normally think of when you think of sports, and just the fact that like anybody can be good at it just with a lot of practice.
She's involved in 4-H and helps coach at weekly youth basketball camps. Bryn's a member of the Wisconsin Show Pig Association and spends a lot of time preparing to show her animals.
Very important to me because it's just been a huge part of my life. The main things that I take away from it are the lessons that it taught me, like hard work, dedication.
Bryn plans to go to college and will participate in track and field. She wants to be a veterinarian, something that has interested her since she was young.
I feel like it's probably just something that I've came up with, seeing the vets work on our animals. That's probably what influenced me the most.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Direct cash cattle trade activity held out until Friday, and it was definitely worth the wait for sellers. Dress deals in Nebraska were marked at $325. That's $9 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Live deals were at $203, $6 higher than the prior week's business. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.42 at $318.27. Select was $1.15 lower at $306.32. Estimated cattle slaughter was 102,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down nearly 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down a dime with a weighted average of 89.05. The Iowa Minnesota was 87 cents lower with a weighted average of 88.66. And the Eastern Corn Belt closed 227 higher with a weighted average of 90.67. Pork values were firm, up 9 cents at 97.38. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and up about 40,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Field.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that, too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Many farmers are looking for ways to reduce costs without impacting productivity.
It's really difficult to save your way to prosperity.
Will Griffin with Valent USA tells Brownfield when farmers cut corners on inputs, they risk yield loss.
I don't think you could cut herbicides enough to really increase your opportunity for profitability, but you can cut it enough that it will damage your ability for profit.
More news coming up next on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
President of American Farm Bureau says ongoing tariffs could impact the viability of the ag industry. Zippy Duvall says producers cannot sustain sustain the uncertainty much longer.
If it stretches out to 18 months or 2 years, we will have a disaster. But if we can get it done, get them to the table, find solutions, it can't take forever.
The U.S. EPA is revamping the Waters of the U.S. rule again, and a U.S. congressman from Missouri says it's needed. Sam Graves tells Brownfield,
it's a property takings situation, and it needs to be resolved once and for all, and finally, we're there.
Graves says he's optimistic the new WOTUS rule will align with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on Sackett versus EPA. South Dakota agriculture has mixed reactions to the recent statewide ban of using eminent domain for carbon pipelines. South Dakota Farmers Union President Doug Somke says the organization supports the ban and landowners deserve a fair, decent meeting with companies coming into the state. Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plane. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
A biofuels leader says the time is now to authorize year-round E15. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The CEO of Growth Energy says there's been some positive signals in Congress for a federal E15 solution. On this episode of Managing for Profit, Emily Score discusses the benefits year-round E15 would bring to the farm economy. More coming up on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Growth Energy CEO Emily Score tells Brownfield bipartisan legislation that would allow year-round sales of E15 has been introduced in the House and Senate. She says year-round access was nearly finalized late last year.
We've had some encouraging signs on the E15 front this year. So our congressional champions, both in the House and the Senate, they've reintroduced our bill that would allow us to fix the law once and for all so that E15 can be sold year-round. And importantly, this president on day one included in his executive orders a commitment to E15 and the ability for us to sell it in the summer. So you couple those two things with the fact that the end of last year, we got further than we ever have. We were actually in, at one point, a compromise funding bill. So we have a lot of momentum. We have to keep the pressure up on our legislative champions so that they understand when they pass a funding bill, they have to include E15, which doesn't cost a taxpayer anything.
Score says year-round E15 would provide a huge boost to the farm economy.
We do have support, and we've had for some time for the past couple of years. So if you look at the fuel value chain, we've got refiners, we have fuel retailers, we have ethanol producers, and we have corn growers. So the full value chain, we want this to happen. We want all 50 states to be able to sell E15 year-round. And of course, what does this mean for the farm economy, which is top of mind for everyone here? 2 billion bushels of additional corn demand if we were all driving on cars and trucks with E15.
Score says the fuel retailers would benefit as well.
It's the stop and the start, and that's the biggest complaint that I get from the retailers. What they continue to say year over year, that the biggest obstacle for them really selling a lot more E15 is the fact that they have this regulatory uncertainty. Now, we have a track record of getting waivers summer after summer, but that's a band-aid, and it's not a way for them to make their business decisions 2 years out. So they really do need this legislative fix, and they've been working with us on the advocacy side. I will add, too, that a few years ago, 8 Midwestern governors said to the EPA, we want to take this out of your hands. We want full control over fuel in our state, and we want to be waived out of your summer RVP program. Administrator Zeldin just a week ago finalized that, yes, in fact, we will move forward on that. And so you've got a few Midwestern states where the governors have made sure their states, Iowa's a good example, Nebraska, they get to sell E15 year-round from this point forward.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit redfestsale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at Red Fest.
Guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. 'Cause this is how we roll.
This is how we roll.
That was Florida Georgia Line with Luke Bryan with This Is How We Roll on Country and Community. Good evening. Tim Seed here. I'm going to be playing some great music for you this evening. I usually will be working till 8, but I might be sticking around a little bit later because of that weather. I just noticed on the National Weather Service we have received a severe thunderstorm watch that is in effect until 1 a.m. on Saturday. That's for Crawford, Grant, Vernon, and Richland counties. So yes, they were talking about maybe some strong storms, and looks like it might be tracking in our direction, but we just got that. I noticed it was issued by the National Weather Service about 9 minutes ago. So be on the lookout and be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. And I'll keep you up to date on any storms as they come in. So hard to believe, March are already underway. Man, I know last year we had a lot of watches and warnings that we had to contend with. And it's already starting early in March. But anyways, that weather looks really weird because it's like tonight we have those possible storms. And then tomorrow it's supposed to be spotty showers possible with a high of 56, but the temperatures are supposed to drop into the 40s and then flurries possible in the evening. So we're going to have like all four seasons over the next couple days. But anyways, I hope your Friday night is going well and hoping that you are had a great day also. Just wanted to let you know that Escanaba in the Moonlight is a farcical comedy written by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. It will be held at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight and tomorrow at 7 and then on Sunday at 2. Admission is $10 with tickets sold at the door. For more information, email communityplayerssww@gmail.com or call 608-538-3848. And our time is currently 5:51 and our temperature is 75 degrees according to the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
¿Está comprando su primera casa? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin le acompaña en cada paso del proceso, desde educación y apoyo financiero hasta asistencia para el pago inicial, le ayudamos a hacer realidad el sueño de ser propietario. No está solo en este proceso. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo para comenzar. Buying your first home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to guide you every step of the way. From education and financial support to down payment assistance, we'll help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Don't go through the process alone. Let us help. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner? No problem. Just let them know, they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Calling all farmers and gardeners. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, March 15th, as Project Seed Day returns to Richland Center. An initiative of the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse, Project Seed aims to support farm families with quality, responsibly priced seeds. From forage seed and conventional seed corn to Roundup Ready seed and Commander alfalfa, there's something for everyone. The event will be held at St. Mary's Church and School from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to stock up on seeds and connect with fellow farmers. For more information, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or Steve Moore at 608-780-5460. Project Seed Day, supporting our community, one seed at a time.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
When you're young, they tell you go out and have fun. They tell you don't worry about no one. It's easier said than done. For most girls, fun to them is getting drunk, kissing every guy just to say they've done it. Girls like me don't.
somebody to change, and the other half praying to God that they never would. And all that got me was twice as lost when it all turned out the same. All that begging finally did somebody good. I used to dream all night.